This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, here's the corporate question of the day. How big is too big? I'm asking because Starbucks, it of the already ubiquitous outlets, thinks it still has room to grow. The company announced not too long ago its triple shot reinvention strategy. Catchy. No, which includes growing to 55,000 stores globally by the year 2030. 55,000 Starbucks. McDonald's, for context here, has about 40,000 locations. So, A, is there a market for so much more Starbucks? And B, why now? Marketplace's Kristen Schwab takes a look.
You know those times when you're on your way to work or wherever, and you have just a few minutes to grab a cup of coffee, but you pull into the parking lot or run into the store, and the line is intimidatingly long? Darren Tristano, CEO of Food Service Results, an industry research group, says there's a term for that.
They do what's called a look and leave. They just decide, I don't have time for this.
That's a big loss for Starbucks, and one potential reason why it has room to expand, even in cities where it has multiple locations. Because while the add-ons that go into an upside-down caramel macchiato with extra caramel, vanilla sweet cream cold foam, and caramel crunch are lucrative, they also increase wait times. So Starbucks is opening what it calls purpose-defined stores, locations dedicated to delivery and drive-through.
They can do 30 to 40% more volume through the drive-thru, especially during peak times.
Starbucks thinks there's plenty of room to grow in the U.S., but the majority of the chain's new locations will be in other countries. It says a third of its earnings growth potential is overseas. Miguel Gomez is a professor of food marketing at Cornell.
In China in particular, the culture of coffee is growing.
He says people there like to try new food trends. Plus, they're super comfortable with digital ordering and rewards, something Starbucks is planning to expand. Now, admittedly, the economic forecast in China isn't as sunny as it used to be, and it's a little uncertain here in the U.S., with inflation still stuck a little high. Sean Dunlop, a restaurant analyst at Morningstar, says this is the kind of moment when chains thrive.
The larger chains that are able to negotiate better prices on raw materials and food and paper, and better able to invest in systems that automate scheduling or automate inventory management and sort of save costs.
And perhaps pass those savings on to customers who are still looking for affordable indulgences. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.